Michael Garrity had dangerously high blood pressure for many years, and the medicines that doctors gave him could not control it. But a new treatment targeting some nerves on his kidneys has helped the 62-year-old Garrity have normal blood pressure for the first time in years. When some nerves from the kidneys send more signals than is normal, dangerously high blood pressure can result. The new treatment uses ultrasound, or high-frequency sound waves, to reduce the signals the nerves send. "My blood pressure would spike, and I'd run out of breath and feel tired, and that doesn't happen anymore," said Garrity, who lives in the American state of Massachusetts. Garrity still takes medicine, but at lower amounts. He said he is very happy with the results of his treatment. About half of U.S. adults have high blood pressure. It increases the risk for heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, and possibly dementia. Many people do not know they have high blood pressure until something goes wrong. "Know your blood pressure. Know the numbers," said Dr. Randy Zussman of Massachusetts General Hospital. He treats difficult cases. He also said people who think they are healthy should still have their blood pressure measured once a year or more. Only a small percentage of people with high blood pressure control the condition well. That might mean there is a need for new treatments. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the new ultrasound treatment about a year ago. Some hospitals are offering the treatment, but only for patients who might be likely to have good results. Blood pressure is measured using two values. One value is called systolic pressure. It is the force blood puts on the walls of arteries as it is pumped out of the heart. The second value is called diastolic pressure. That number measures pressure in blood vessels between heartbeats. The Associated Press reports that normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. However, blood pressure naturally changes throughout the day. It is higher when a person is physically active or experiences tension. But when it stays higher than, for example, 130 over 80 or higher, it might mean the heart is working too hard. Instead of drugs, doctors advise lifestyle changes as the first step to reduce blood pressure. Changes can include losing weight, getting regular exercise, eating more fruits and vegetables, limiting salt and alcohol, and taking steps to deal with tension or stress in a healthy way. However, if blood pressure reaches 140 over 90, taking medicine becomes necessary. Zussman said most patients need two or three drugs, sometimes more, along with healthier living. The high blood pressure Garrity has struggled with resists treatment with drugs. He tried taking 4 to 6 drugs as well as eating healthy food and exercising. Still, his blood pressure regularly reached 150 over 100 or higher. Dr. Joseph Gerasich is a heart specialist at Massachusetts General Hospital. He performed Garrity's operation. He said doctors pass a small tube through blood vessels to reach the kidneys. Then they direct ultrasound through kidney arteries, targeting the nerves. The operation takes about 1 hour. The treatment is not a cure, and it does not help all patients. But Gerasich said several studies show on average an 8 to 10-point drop in blood pressure. This small decrease can still help some patients. Others, like Garrity, see bigger drops. This can help reduce the number of medications patients must take. Studies connected to the new ultrasound treatment have only lasted a few years. That means doctors do not yet know if the nerves will grow back. The American Heart Association says people with high blood pressure and their doctors should have thoughtful and informed discussions to decide who might be the right patients to try the treatment. I'm Andrew Smith.